set your spirit on fire, and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna, and this is A Touch From Above. Thank you so much. God richly bless you. I am wanting to encourage you to make sure you visit our website. I'm so excited. I've had a couple of people say, well, who are you? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. My name is Dr. LaWanna Steins. I've been in ministry for over 43 years. I'm the author of 4 books. A Woman Called of God, A Mother's Story, Golden Nuggets, Mission America, and have a couple others in the oven cooking. So I am excited about that. Also, I am the president and founder of A Touch From Above. God has stirred my heart to build a place of prayer. I purchased 25 acres, and we are building a prayer mountain. You say, well, what's a prayer mountain? Well, it's a place set apart for people to come and pray. Pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, and prophets, Christians, sometimes just women want to come and get away. Pastors want to come, and they want to fast and pray. Sometimes husband and wife come, rent a little cabin, and pray and fast for 3 days. Sometimes pastors bring their large groups up to the prayer mountain, anywhere from 25 to 45 to, I think we've had up to 50-some people at a time, just there to pray, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So anyway, if you want to know a little bit more about this ministry, A Touch From Above, log on to our website. There's also several other things happening. There are play productions. There are craft fairs. We have a coffee facility there. People come up, like I said, from all over just to come and pray. Prayer is the key to victory. I'm telling you, prayer is so powerful. You know, in fact, the title of this message is called Holy Ghost Power. Holy Ghost Power. I know that there are many, many people that say, well, speaking in tongues is not up to date, and what in the world are you doing talking in tongues, and oh my goodness, why? Well, you got to go all the way back to understand who is the Holy Spirit. Well, in Joel chapter 2, let me read to you really quick. It's so powerful. It says, Joel writes in Joel chapter 2. Now, this is hundreds and hundreds of years before this happened. This is what's so powerful about God's word. In Joel chapter 2, reading in verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and the awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Can I tell you that that was a powerful prophetic word about Jesus? He is going to pour out the Holy Spirit. Well, who is the Holy Spirit? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Well, let me read you another scripture where the Holy Spirit is in action in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, reading in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, was hovering over the face of the waters. You see, the Holy Spirit has always been. He's the third person of the Godhead. And this is what so many people, they ignore the Holy Spirit, and they shouldn't ever ignore the Holy Spirit. They should be hungry. He's the third person. He's not an it. He's not a thing. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So why is it that so many people, I don't want to speak in tongues. And why is it that so many churches, they deny the Holy Spirit? Well, you know, how about those churches that talk against the Holy Spirit? Can I tell you, that's not good to do. Matthew chapter 10, reading in verse 16, it says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and scourge you in the synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that very hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." You see, the Holy Spirit is our strength. Holy Spirit speaks to us, through us. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. He's the teacher. He's the cleanser. He's fire. He's oil. The Holy Spirit does everything. You know, who is the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, let me not get ahead of myself. I'm getting so excited when I talk about this. Matthew chapter 12. You know what? I love it. He says, now, you got to remember, the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're mocking Jesus. You know, he cast out demons by the demons, you know, Beelzebub. And they're just calling and mocking Jesus. But Jesus said something powerful. In Matthew chapter 12, he says, "If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demon by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judge. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." You see, you have to understand something. God is very serious about those that talk against the Holy Spirit. It says in verse 32 of Matthew chapter 12, "Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven for him, either in this age or in the age to come." You see, we have to understand something. The Holy Spirit, he is the executive partner of Jesus. He is sent to us to complete the work that Jesus had begun to do on the earth. And if you don't believe me, it's in Luke. Luke chapter 24. Oh my goodness, what did Jesus say to them? Well, let me, first of all, even in the Great Commission, Jesus mentions the Holy Spirit in our Great Commission. God's not going to give us his marching orders. You know, when he gives marching orders, he gives you exactly how. He says, "Go therefore," I'm reading out of Matthew chapter 28, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Now listen to this, "baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You see, there's a baptism that needs to happen with the Holy Spirit. It's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's when you are filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And you and I have to understand, it is so crucial and so important. In Luke, in the book of Luke, oh my goodness, I love how the Holy Spirit continually works nonstop again and again and again and again and again. But Jesus said something really powerful. Just before Jesus went into heaven in Luke chapter 24, he said something to his disciples. Now remember, there's about 120 of them there. I don't know what happened to all that vast crowd that hung around to eat bread and fish. Not once, twice, but three times, but they sure weren't hanging around at the end. Hello? It's not a big crowd that Jesus is looking for. Are you listening to me? In Luke chapter 24, reading in verse 49, Jesus said something powerful. He said, "Behold, I send the promise," and there's a capital P on that, "of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high." You understand what Jesus said there? Jesus told his disciples, he said, don't even start your work. Don't even step out to do your work until you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then, you know what Jesus says in John chapter 3, it's so powerful. The Holy Spirit is for today. the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Your prayer language is for today. Listen to me, saints, your prayer language is for today. I know that many people say, well, no, it's a gift. No, I'm not talking about the gift. The gift is different than the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is where many are confused. Many that do not understand confuse the people by trying to teach them, well, it's just a gift. No, that's not the gift. It is a infilling of the power of the Holy Spirit upon the believer to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe me, let me just take you to John chapter 3. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You see, we need the Holy Spirit's power. Let me read to you another one. John chapter 4, reading in verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. What is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Then he goes on in verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. All right, I'm going somewhere, so hold on. Hold on. Don't you dare go nowhere. Don't you dare change that channel. Let's go over to the book of Acts. Oh, my goodness. Now, if you followed the last chapter that we read in Luke chapter 24, when Jesus told that small crowd, 120, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until. Do you know what that means? Don't you dare get out of Jerusalem until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, we have so many churches today. I love you with all my heart. But you know what? They have started to work without the Holy Spirit. I believe that's how come in the book of Revelation, you find the Holy Spirit knocking at the door. Can I come in? Excuse me, you're doing great having your service, but don't you think I should be involved? You see, the Bible says the Spirit of God is outside the door knocking. Let me in. You know, the book of Acts is so powerful. It's the early church. You see, we are to pattern our churches according to the book of Acts. Let me read to you. Now, in Luke chapter 24, remember he told that group to go back to Jerusalem? Here they are now in Jerusalem. And then he goes on, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. I'm reading out of the book of Acts chapter 1. But wait for the promise of my Father, which he has said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You see, there's a difference. There's a baptism of water, and there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is what he's telling them. Do not leave the city of Jerusalem until you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Therefore, when they had all come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. There it is. That's our key. Why did he not want them to leave Jerusalem until they were filled with the Holy Spirit? Because they needed the power to accomplish God's work so they would not back down. So they wouldn't water down the word. So they wouldn't get into humanistic ideas. So they wouldn't give their own opinions instead of the word. And this is why we're seeing this in our generation. This is why you have so many churches that believe in same-sex marriage. You have this church that believes in, you know, two women getting married or two men getting married because they're not filled with the Holy Spirit and they're going on their own human logic. But in Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall become witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these, you got to remember, he's giving them a direct command. Now, here they are, this 120, they're all in this upper room, and I can just imagine them going, well, what are we waiting for? The promise what? What are we waiting? I don't know. He said he's going to send the promise of the Father. Well, in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brother. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples altogether. The names of them were about 120 and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who had become a guide to those who arrested Jesus." You see, the Holy Spirit is always working. But there was something more. There was something more. The Holy Spirit came over David, King David, and anointed him. The Holy Spirit had come over Paul. The Holy Spirit had come over even Samson. The Holy Spirit had come over different people throughout the Word of God, and they prophesied. But there was something more in the end time, church, that God wanted to pour out for you and I. That was that Holy Ghost power and authority. In Acts chapter 2, here they are in that one room. I just absolutely love it. "Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come," here they are, 120, they were all in one accord in one place. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them." Now remember, first they could see. Oh my gosh, there's like flames of fire on your head. "They could see, appeared to them, divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them." And then guess what happened? They went from, they could see. You got to get a visual picture of this. The 120 are sitting there in that room. All of a sudden, the righty rushy wind comes in, and they're looking. You got like a flame of fire on your head. You got like a flame of fire on your head. And all of a sudden, that fire went from the top of their head inside of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. You see, there was a special power, utterance that came upon them, and they begin to speak in their prayer language, praising God and worshiping God. And there were devout in Jerusalem. Now people go, yeah, but why did the people understand them that were in Jerusalem? Why were all those people, Jude and Cappadonia and Pontus and Aelant and Filigree and Libya, why did they understand? Listen, when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden the gift of tongue came after they were filled. Now remember, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through the, I know this is some heavy duty revelation, you're going to have to read this. After they were filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what was released? Then the gift of tongue was released. Do you understand? The gift of tongue, here they are, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, "Pursue love, desire," reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." Do you understand? He speaks mysteries. Now, there's a difference with the gift of tongue. And after they were all filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then the gift of tongue was released that spoke a prophetic word to all those that were in Jerusalem right there. "And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speaking in their own language." Now remember, these guys in the upper room, they didn't know these languages down here. That's when the gift of the prophetic word came out. There's different gifts and other tongues, and they spoke with other tongues. That's in Corinthians. You can read that. So crucial. Oh my goodness. All right, let me just go over there. I heard some of you going, "What? Huh? What?" Oh my goodness. He said there are different types of tongues. Oh my goodness. God is not the author of confusion. People have made it confused, not God. You see, you have to understand something. Oh my goodness, speaking in tongues is so powerful. It's a wonderful way for you to pray. Paul said, Paul does not have bipolar. He's not going to say, "Don't speak in tongues," and then he says, "I speak in tongues more than you all." He's not going to say, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" And then say, "The Holy Spirit is not of today. What are you guys doing speaking in tongues?" No, there are different types of tongues. The gift of tongues, but the baptism is for everybody. The gift, oh my goodness, you have to understand that. Oh my goodness. Let me read to you out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He says in verse, for the time's sake, boy, I wish I had a whole hour to break this down. I teach this. As a matter of fact, you can look up on my YouTube station, my YouTube channel. Under Dr. Luana Steins, look up Dr. Luana Steins, Holy Spirit. There's, I think, three or four different 13-minute YouTube videos. Look them up. I break it all down. I break up every scripture down so you can understand. Reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. The profit of all of what? You see, the manifestation is the book of Acts, chapter 2. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That was the manifestation. And then if you keep reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he goes on here, and you can read in verse 10, these are the gifts that are now released through the manifestation. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit releases these gifts. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to the other prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. That's the difference there. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is different than the gift of tongue. The gift of tongue is one of the gifts. The manifestation and being filled with the Holy Spirit is what Jesus demanded his disciples to be filled with. Why? You shall receive power. You shall receive power after you have been filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? You can see here a little bit later in the book of Acts, in verse 38 in Acts chapter 2. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about you guys need to get all filled with the Holy Spirit. If you go up a little bit further in verse 33 of Acts chapter 2, it says, therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. You see, the Holy Spirit is an outward speaking in tongues. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is outward. Speaking in tongues, outward. Oh my goodness. Oh, I heard some of you. Stop. You're going, huh? What? Okay, Acts chapter 4, and for the sake of time, 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together were shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. You see, in order to be that bold witness, we need the Holy Spirit in these last days. I know there are many people that speak against the Holy Spirit, and if I were you, I wouldn't speak against the Holy Spirit. If I were you, I wouldn't say one word against the Holy Spirit if you don't understand it. But if you rightly divide this word, like the Apostle Paul said, you will understand the Holy Spirit is longing to be with you. He's longing to comfort you. He is longing to give you the power and the boldness to witness. He's longing. He's the healer. He's the comforter. He's the teacher. He's the helper. He is right there. He's just waiting for you to release him. He's saying, let me come and dwell in you. Let me come and dwell over you and in you, and I'll flow out of you. You see, there is so much power. That's what I love about the prayer mountain. People go, how in the world can you pray for hours? Well, simple. For I know not what to pray, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for me. I just pray in the Spirit sometimes for hours. Because when I speak in a tongue, I don't speak to man, I'm speaking to God. And God is listening. You're listening to my program right now, and you have fought against that. I want to encourage you that Jesus loves you, and you don't want to fight against that. You want to let go to let God. He loves you so much. Let go to let God. I promise you, if you'll just allow Jesus to be Lord and Master of your life, you'll be amazed at all the things he has prepared for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, my eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Verse 10, but guess what? It's revealed by the Holy Spirit's power. He loves you. I love you. God bless you. Do me a favor. Make sure you log onto my website and write to me. Don't fight the Holy Spirit. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. A touch from above.org.